You're hearing the Echoes podcast, and I'm John DiLibretto. Today, we're going back to the fourth interview ever aired on Echoes way back in October of 1989. And we're doing that because it was with Brazilian percussionist Nana Vasconcelos. He died on Wednesday, March 9th, from lung cancer. Nana was a joyful musician who was at the heart of world fusion in the 1980s and 90s. He recorded many albums, including Sodagi on ECM Records. He also collaborated with a lot of people. I first heard him with Gato Barbieri on the album El Pompero. He played on albums with Paul Simon, Laurie Anderson, Milton Nascimento, John Hassell, and Talking Heads. He also recorded a classic album with Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays, As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. Kimberly Haas takes us back with Nana Vasconcelos.
The poet, you say,
when percussionist Nana Vasconcelos plays, he brings the sounds of nature from his home in Brazil. His array of exotic percussion instruments include many he's made himself, out of native woods, fibers, and metals.
Most of them I made myself, and they have no names, you know, and they're always inspired by the nature of my country, especially because I'm outside for a long time now.
There's an exuberance to Nana's style that radiates through his most experimental music. He's renowned for playing the berimbau, an instrument that looks like a primitive archery bow with a gourd in one end. Demonstrating it for a workshop in Philadelphia, he plays it by striking the string with a stick. He's played with jazz saxophonist Gato Barbieri and formed a world music trio called Kidona with trumpeter Don Cherry and percussionist Colin Walcott. They combined instruments like the dusunguni from Mali, Indian tablas and sitar, and trumpet.
When I work with Kidona, Don Cherry, was totally different because three of us, Colin Walcott, Don Cherry, myself, we all have ethnic instruments. But we don't think ethnic, we think just to the music.
In the early 1980s, he played with the popular Pat Metheny group. Nana, Metheny, and keyboardist Lyle Mays first recorded together on the impressionistic As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. Lyle Mays, longtime member of the Metheny group, found an instant empathy with Nana.
He found a lot of things to do in conjunction with my synth sounds, so some of the sound effect kind of things that I was using on the Wichita record kind of intrigued him, and he found all these marvelous things to do that would either simulate those sounds or be compatible with them, or things that he just has always done that he found a new way of using those sounds. So I think that Nana and myself found a kind of orchestrational role that was real fun.
Recently, Nana's been working with his group, the Bush Dancers, a rhythmically kinetic unit merging electronics and percussion. It's an idea he got when he wanted to play music for urban breakdancers.
I look for breakdancers to do something together, and I play my instrument to them, I play my acoustic instrument to them, and they say, I'm sorry, but I don't want dance, jazz, because I don't have drum machine. I realized that the next day I buy a drum machine and I bring them, they right away relate to the drum machine. And before I used to refuse that, but then I have to face it as a reality of technology today.
With the Bush Dancers, Nana takes a paradoxical approach, where their synthesizers sound acoustic and his percussion can sound electronic.
Now in Bush Dance, we use synthesizers and everything, but it's so jungle and it's so acoustic. Because at the same time, my dream ball sound electronic when I do those kind of songs. Can be a machine who did that. Nobody would believe it's just a piece of trees. But the same time, you know, the synthesizer, the way we use, become more and more organic.
He achieves his richly textured percussion sound through a sense of orchestration.
And I look at percussion as a sense of orchestration, you know. Because you have so many timbres, you know, you have wood, metals, you have a grass, you have anything, you know, you have anything, it's percussion. So I just try to use a percussion as a orchestration, as in symphonic orchestra, you have a string section, you have a metal section, and percussion, you have this possibility. When I think about the first thing about sounds.
For a musician who makes such a primal, sensual, and rhythmically driving music, Nana Vasconcelos is guided by a seemingly contradictory ideal, to listen to the silence.
I play more when I don't play, because I think everything, if I play, should be there. Because, you know, I listen, you know. I just try to use the silence as a percussion instrument, as a percussive. Try to make silence as percussive, try to make a percussion is harmonic.
For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.
I'm John DiLibretto from Echoes. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.